Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Afromasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Hallelujah. Amen. Turn and smile at somebody. You're not smiling at me, to smile to somebody and tell the person I'm happy to sit in front of you or by you. Yeah. It's nice. Hallelujah. This morning, today is the 1st of March. And it's the beginning of a new season. It is enough. What I asked for you, I've done, is enough. It's the beginning of a new season. We are at the beginning of the first quarter, the end of the first quarter of the year. The years, I want to some 11. Psalm 11 in verse 3. I want us to do something, start something very important today that I believe that it is critical to our doing well in life. Amen. And it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I mean, many of you haven't built a house before, but you will build.
Amen.
You didn't say amen.
Amen.
You will build a house and you live in it. Amen. If you don't build it well, you'll be inside. The leaking roof will be on you. So you better build it well. But the key is this. If the foundation of the house is not good, you will be in trouble for many, many years, because you will have cracks and leaks and insects will come inside, every kind of animal. So the foundation is very important. Now, many of us are Christians. We are righteous and we are children of God. And we believe that God is able to help us. Is he not? Can God not help us? Is God not powerful?
Yes.
Very or small powerful?
Very.
Very powerful. So God is very powerful, very capable, able to do all things. But the scripture says, if the foundation is destroyed, even though you are righteous, you can't do much. You will be condemned to a certain trouble if the foundations on which your life is built are not solid or are not correct. Are you listening to me? Today, I'm not preaching long. These days, I find that when I preach long, people don't pay attention. So I'll preach short and then take it like that. Is it a good idea? No, it is better. As the lecturer behind you, it's better. So, starting today, I am preaching about loyalty.
Wow.
Amen. Loyalty. Because loyalty is the most important thing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this gathering of your saints. As we gather here this morning, speak to us, every one of us, in a way and a manner we can hear clearly. Let there be a lasting change in our hearts. Let us not come and go back the same. Let there be a revelation, a revolution, a transformation inside us that, Lord, your children, we will never be the same again. And Lord, as we build this solid foundation of loyalty, integrity, honesty, truthfulness, faithfulness, constancy, faithful, as we build this foundation, let our lives be forever established, that we'll just get better and better. I didn't hear amen. That from this point onwards in life, we are only going upwards. We are building a multi-story building on the foundation of loyalty in our lives. And let our lives do well. Thank you, Father, for this great, great, great blessing of being together with your saints. Bless us in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. You may be seated. So this morning, starting in the month of March, we'll be talking about loyalty. Amen. Because loyalty is the most important thing you need in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your amen wasn't good.
Amen.
Loyalty is the most important qualification for anything. I mean, there's a mistake that has been done in times past where loyalty has been preached in church, and we have understood it to be that we need to be loyal in church and to the pastor and to the leadership of the church for the church to do well and to grow, which is true. It's very true. Amen. Yeah, loyalty is key. But this morning, I want to go one step further and let you, Janice, know that loyalty is important for you and not only for me. You may think that as I'm coming to preach loyalty, I'm coming to lay a foundation for myself, that I will be, I will be preparing, laying a bed for myself. I'm coming to do something for myself. But no. It's not for myself. It's for you. Amen.
Amen.
It's for you. And I want you to understand that the most important thing, you see, unless you decide to go to be a monk or a hermit, where you live alone in the mountains, Atria Mountains on the top there, if you decide to go and live there alone, then you are okay. You don't need loyalty because you are alone. But once there's another human being by your side, are you listening? There's another human being by your side, especially if you want to marry the person, or the person wants to marry you, or the person wants to work for you, or you are working for the person. Once there's another human being by your side with whom you interact, this loyalty is the most important thing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards. A steward is somebody working for somebody else. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Look, tell your neighbor, if you are looking for a husband or a wife, beauty is very unimportant. Amen.
Amen.
Young people's and men's. Yeah, not women's so much, but the men's. Men's are looking for beauty. Men's are drawn by beauty, and children's, and I mean, beauty is, if you see a man walking, then he looks behind him. What has he seen? What has he seen? A beautiful girl, or a beautiful car, or a, something beautiful as he's walking on, then it. Something has caught his eye. Beautiful. Car or girl? I don't know which one it is. Girl or car? Both. You can guess the one. You know your own. You know your own. And you see, that is why a lot of people struggle later on in their marriages. Because the person you have married is truly beautiful, but wicked. Wicked. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. But her tongue is like razor blade. And as you are speaking, they are cutting. Every question is nonsense, stupid question. Hey! Everything they say. Have you seen a person like that before? They talk like that. It's a way of talking. I mean, and they are often very beautiful. Yeah, they are often very beautiful. I saw something once. I was going through, is it Natural Discovery Channel? Beautiful snakes. Hey, they are nice. Multicolored snakes, yellow and blue snake, red, gold, green snake. Hey, a very bright green snake. Very, very nice snakes. But they are also very poisonous. Amen. So this morning, I want to start something in your heart that you will no longer see beauty as important or even eloquence. Eloquence means the power to talk nicely. Those who talk nicely, do you know something? Do you know something? In the abundance of words, they lack a thought transgression. They are liars. Those who talk nicely and have such a, be able to rhyme their words. I can't do that. They can do it. Many of them, when they catch you in their sight, they will scam you. Yeah, they will scam you. Before you are aware, you have given away your car keys and your, you have worked, and you have said, what did he say? Oh, the man convinced me. Recently, somebody sent me a WhatsApp saying that, please, I mean, hello, hi, good afternoon, how are you? Sorry to disturb you, but please, I'm in a tight corner and send me some quick money now. Hey, a nice rap. I just love that. You are a foolish boy. You want to scam me with a nice rap. It's not by raps. Amen. What you need above all is somebody who is faithful to you. Amen. Somebody who is faithful means does not change. That's all. Faithful means does not change. Amen? Amen? Because a lot of us, you know, as, look at your neighbor, as you are sitting here this morning, this is your good behavior. You are smiling nicely, you are well behaved, all your badness has gone away, all your sins, everybody has sins, true or not true. Yeah, as you are sitting here, your sins are gone. There is no sin desire in you right now. You are almost perfect. You are an angel at this moment. You are. If heaven opens right now, you go before all of us. As you sit here, you are perfect. Amen.
Amen.
And the key is don't change. Don't change. Don't let your Sunday behavior be different from your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday behavior. You're not my enemy again. Don't let your what?
Sunday.
Hey, I said don't let your what? Sunday behavior. What is a Sunday behavior?
Angel.
Angelic.
Angelic.
Some of you only bath Sunday morning. The rest is by force. Sunday morning you bath yourself. You're going to church. Sunday morning, you wake up and you are, I hope so, at least. Don't change your Sunday behavior.
Amen.
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 Because that is the one that you know God likes. That is the one that appeals to God. I mean, when God, if I was God, on Sunday, when I look on the earth, at least some people are worshiping me. I say, oh, what a nice earth I've made. It's not totally bad. There's hope. There's many pockets of Christians everywhere. I mean, if God is upstairs looking downstairs, I'll see there are Christians here. Oh, people are in the choir. People are singing. Oh, I mean, ashes. No matter their haircuts, they are everywhere. Everywhere. Ashes are doing the work of God. And then God will be so happy. And now I see students. Oh, they have come to pay attention to the word of God. They don't do quiet time. Then they're writing notes. They don't do quiet time, but they are here on Sunday morning. What a blessing. What a blessing. And the girls who don't cook, don't do anything at home. Sunday morning, they are here. And their mother is happy with them because this Sunday morning, they've done well. What a blessed Sunday it is. But let Monday come. Let Monday come. And they shake themselves. And they say, hey, I'm back to form. I'm back to myself. Monday, when they ask you, Kojo,
aye?
What's aye? Hey, when they are calling, say, what is this? No. You see, you are thinking that loyalty is what the pastor needs. Look at this one. Genesis 31 and verse 2. Give me the New Living Translation. And Jacob began to notice a change in Laban's attitude towards him. He began to see that this is not the man. This is not the same behavior. The person has changed. This is not how you were. This is not what you were doing. This is not how it was at the beginning. When we are working as beloveds, you used to call me sweetheart, darling, sugar, honey, domedo, everything. But after a while, after you married me, now you're saying, hey, bestia, who are you for? Hey, you are not calling somebody bestia. What does bestia mean? Woman, eh? Woman. Bestia, who are you for? How can you call? You know, I met a young man and he was working with a girl, about 19, 18, 19, 20 years old, working with a girl. And I was preaching to them. Then I asked him, so this is my woman. Hey! My woman, 18, 19 year old boy. It's my woman. I said, what do you mean your woman? When did you born a woman to have my woman? Hey, my woman. Tell somebody, don't you dare call somebody my woman. Somebody who at the beginning was your friend. No, listen to me. This is loyalty means not changing. It means being the same. It means being faithful to what you believe and what you say and what you do. I didn't hear an amen.
Amen.
That's what it is. And then Jacob said, hey, Laban has changed. This is not how he was before. Before when we came, we were smiling, we were saying hello, hi. But now when I say hello,
look at you.
Hey, now when you greet him, hi, doesn't greet you again. Something has changed. Something has changed. And the biggest change that I want to avoid is the Sunday behavior. The Sunday behavior. Because all of us, including myself, on Sunday we are especially good.
Yeah.
True or not true? On Sunday you are better than Monday. Yeah. Or it's not true?
Yeah.
How many of you admit, as for Sunday there, you try to be godly?
Yeah.
You try. Sunday day, you are God conscious. You are trying to have God in your mind, in your heart. But how many will also admit, Monday day, you put God aside and let's go to school. And when somebody in school cross you, share. Do you know who I am? Uh-huh. Killer. Yeah, they're confessing themselves here. Let me ask a question. I want to ask these people first, but all of us, how many will admit that your language on Sunday is a bit different from your language during the week? You mind me again? That there are some words on Sunday you will not say, but during the week, you can say those words. You're not minding me again. Oh, it's not true. Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, Sunday, you not say some words at all. They will not come. If they come cry, you hold it back because you are a Christian. You are a good Christian. Sunday there, you are at your best before God and you have prayed. Even if, even Let me finish that one. You are conscious of your words. You are conscious of your behavior. Some people cry on Sunday is when they give the most money, because Monday to Friday they lock their pockets and lock everything. As so, anybody asking you for money, forget it, because I'm also in broke. We are broke the whole week, but Sunday's behavior is different. Amen. But you see, I want us to, loyalty means unchanging, the same, constant. So what you are Sunday, be that person throughout the week.
Amen.
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 Sunday, if on Sunday you remember to look for your Bible and to even carry it, Monday, look for the same Bible. Tuesday, Wednesday, look for the same Bible. If Sunday, as you are preparing to come to church, sometimes you even become a bit prayerful. Sunday when you wake up, I don't know. Okay, Sunday when I wake up, I pray. As I lie in bed, before I get out of bed, I lie down, I think of God, I think of prayer. And I'm just thanking God for some things. I have things to pray about. I have a lot of things to pray about. So Sunday, I just pray about those things. You know, how many are like me? Sunday, when you wake up, you are a bit prayerful, more than normal. Yes. Tuesday, when you wake up, be the same. Tuesday, when you wake up from morning, don't jump out of bed. I'm late for lectures. I'm running. I got to go. I have to bath. I didn't wake up. No, wake up early and do what you have to do. But in all that you are doing, remember God.
Amen.
Remember God. I don't know whether I'm saying it well. Remember God. Let Sunday, let every day be Sunday.
Amen.
Every single day when you wake, for me, honestly, every day is Sunday. You say I'm full-time. You can say it. I don't mind. You can say I don't work. It's okay. I don't mind. No, they can say. But every day for me, every morning when I wake up, I think of God. I don't get out of my bed without praying, without talking to God. My Bible, my tablet is permanently by my bed, by my bedside table. My bedside table is always books there. Once in a while, I clear all. Then they come back one by one, one by one, one by one, because I pick it up to read in the night. Amen. But you see, this is your Sunday behavior. I want us to extrapolate this thing and say, this is how I am from today. I'm not changing. Amen.
Amen.
I am not changing. I am the same. I am steadfast. I am faithful. Faithful to who? Faithful to God. Faithful to God. That means I don't change before God. It means how, because we are here today on Sunday, that's why I can use your Sunday behavior. Because it is where we are all together and I can describe it and we agree. Let this behavior, godliness, patience, how many will agree on Sunday you are more patient than on Monday? Oh, you mind me? On Sunday, you smile more than Monday. On Sunday, you are kinder than Monday. Even to your children, to your husband, to your wife, even to those around. On Sunday, you are gentler. Is that a word? Gentler. It sounds funny, but it's true. It's correct. Yeah. So let us agree. From today, Sunday is what? My lifestyle.
Amen.
I didn't hear an amen.
Amen.
So, look. Hold your neighbor's shirt and tell them, hold their shirt. Yeah, say, no, don't be afraid. We're not quarreling. Tell us, listen. All that rubbish, drop it now. From today, Sunday is you. Do you understand? Sunday is you.
Yes.
Sunday, The way you behave on Sunday, nobody's holding you. Yeah, hold, yeah. Okay. Okay. Bluetooth. Hey, Sunday, today is Sunday. You haven't changed, you. You have an answer for everything, Monday to Friday, even Sunday. You have changed. Amen. Hallelujah. No, but that is what it is, that to be faithful to God, to be loyal to God, to be unchanging. All the other qualities of people, they change. And many times people pretend they have some behaviors that are not correct. But let us decide, amen, that we are Christians. We are Christians. We are loyal Christians. And because we are loyal Christians, this Sunday behavior is us. Amen. This from today, decide that as I am today, gentle, peaceful, spiritual, prayerful, generous, forgiving. I mean, today's the best day to go and borrow money. Or it's not. They are likely to say yes. And when you are in trouble, today's the day to go and ask for forgiveness. They'll forgive you. Or it's not true. Yeah. Why not Monday? Why not Tuesday? Today is the day that even when you are broke, you will give money to God. Why not any other time? You know, recently, today when I was coming, I was driving, then I saw a man crossing the street, an oldish man. I mean, an oldish man, probably in his 70 or 80, walking across the street. And as I was driving, I went before he came. And after I had gone, then the spirit asked me, why didn't you ask this man where he's going? Why didn't you stop and ask him, uncle, where are you going? If you're going my way, I can take you, because when you are old like him, 72, and you're walking, won't you appreciate a lift? Won't you appreciate? I said, oh, I will appreciate that lift very much. So why didn't you stop for him? You know, and I began to think that, you know, by the time the discussion had progressed in my head, I had gone far. So I was looking now for another man to give a lift. As I was coming, I was looking left and right. Is there any, that's what David said, is there anybody in the house of Jonathan that I can show kindness to? I was looking for somebody. I didn't get anybody, so I came. But I've planned that from today, if I see any old man standing by the road, I'll pick him up and I'll take him somewhere. Because my Sunday, you see, maybe Monday, I wouldn't be thinking that, you see, because Sunday, I know he's going to church.
Yeah.
I'm also going to church. So I'll collect him and carry him. But Monday, where is he going? I don't know. But I don't think about it. But now start thinking, Monday, does it matter where he's going? He's going somewhere. He's going to town, going to buy something, going to market. Doesn't matter. Any old man at any point in time would appreciate a lift. I don't know whether you are following me. So let the Sunday behavior, let it be, look, from today, let your mother say you have changed. Do you understand? Let there be a comment in the house. You have, because Sunday, we know that you are cool and gentle and obedient because you want permission to go to church. So on Sunday, you behave well. But Saturday, when they call you, you don't answer, you don't come, you don't reply. You have gone to play. When you come back, you are dirty. You mind me again? Let Sunday now be the trademark of our lives. Hallelujah. Let it be how we live our lives, that we are now godly. I mean, can I use that word, godly? We are now godly. We are proper Christians because we are unchanging. We don't change Sunday, Monday change, and then Wednesday evening you change again. Pseudo, you're halfway here because it's Wednesday evening. So Wednesday you change small, then you don't count. No, we are changing. Hallelujah. Amen. That's loyalty. Amen. That's faithfulness to God, the God who called us, the God who has given us life and everything. May you not change. I said, may you not change. May we be like this for the rest of our lives. May we be understanding. Maybe the quality I want to most emphasize, that we are God conscious. The quality I want to most, of all the loyalty traits, qualities that you have, the one that I want to most emphasize for us to have for the rest of the week is we are God conscious. I was talking yesterday to some people and I was telling them, most of us, we don't factor in God in our things. We say things, we do things during the week. During the week, I mean, you do small sins, small lies, small bad things. Because during the week, we don't think of God closely. But it's Sunday that God is real. It is on Sunday that we are now. I think of God all the time. But I know that it's not going to be a feature for our church. As a loyal church. Are you not loyal? Tell me about I'm loyal. Touch your heart, say I'm loyal. Oh, this is not how you greet anybody right now. This is our greeting, I'm loyal. It means I don't change. It means I'm faithful. It means I'm a good person. It means from now I love and I fear God. It means from now I am going to be a proper Christian. Shabakataya. I'm loyal. Yeah. You're not loyal. We are greeting somebody. I'm loyal. This is our greeting. Just put your hand over your heart. I'm loyal. Yeah. When you see any church member, see Charlie, how, oh, Pastor Henry, I'm loyal. Yeah, I'm loyal. I have a friend from, he's from Nigeria. He's in Nigeria. Whenever he sees me, he says, oh, I'm loyal. I salute, sir. In Nigeria, they bow easily. And they have some kind of greetings. I have another friend. He's not a friend. He's a grown-up. When he sees his father, he will always bend down and touch his father's feet. So that's their greeting. That's how they are Indians. So that's how he also greets. When he sees his father, he bend down and touch his father's foot. That's the greeting. So from now to when you see your church member, say, oh, I'm loyal. It means I'm a good person. If you have just done something bad, quickly reverse it in your head and say, oh, I'm loyal. I forgive you. I'm loyal. I'll do my goodness. I'll pray. I'll become God conscious. And God will hear us and bless us. Put your hands together this morning.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 112 75. God bless you.